can we just move on?
Yes, we'll do it this way.
No, I'm using the mic.
Date to tape, March the 4th, 1997, and this is the third tape of the day. Primary purpose of this tape has to do with the lawsuit in Nevada.
I would ask Court or Ron, whichever one is the most, well, they can go over it quickly. Let's not utilize names. It's unimportant what the names are. But it is a legal action which is having to be taken, and it does deal with a corporation, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, actually. And it is an exceptionally good opportunity to consider some ways that maybe Court and Ron, one or the other or both, could represent that corporation themselves, and I think that they would be willing to allow us to take this case apart as a case and possibly formulate something that would fit into our new concept of law, you know, back to the old laws, and consider some alternatives to hiring big law firms to come in and botch a case. In this system, anybody within the Admiralty system, anyone with credentials from the Bar Association, are only studied in case law. And that's all the Admiral wants you to bring before his godness. There are ways that you can structure, and I would guarantee you, if you wanted to show Mr. Mullins or Mr. James, because they're the ones that are the most proficient and have studied the most. The rest, I don't think, have spent enough time listening to tapes to be even fluent in the language used. And I think it's very important that we begin to see what we can do with ongoing cases, but when you have a prize like one just starting, let's do it right. Let's do it right and stretch that system just a little bit. Who said a corporation has to have a licensed lawyer? Is it the local court? Is it the judge? Is it, what is it? Anybody? Gene, why has there become something that says a corporation has to have a licensed attorney or you can't go to court?
It's case decision, Commander.
Okay, then we're going to throw it out. We've got the ability to wipe out the US&P case before it ever even starts. One sentence. You see, they've done the face page wrong. They have created criminal actions from the first page. And if you explain this properly in the proper language to the judge, you don't have to go in there with a big flag flapping ceremony. As we are informed, most everything can be henceforth done on paper, because when you present the facts correctly and appropriately, even though it's just law, you don't leave the judge with anything to do but rule in your favor or dismiss or whatever he's going to do. And it isn't to offend anyone. It is if, and we are, so let's just do away with the if, we are going to begin to make inroads through change. And we don't want to stop anybody, and we don't want anyone throwing us in jail. So we're going to be very cautious, very respectful, but we're going to use what we now have available to use. And we're not affluent enough in it to be able to possibly do the worthy job that could be done, But both Eustace and Bob are really knowledgeable now about what's in those tapes. They continue to listen and listen and listen and study. And already invaluable information has just been handed to us this day. Well, you see, Ecker already are representing themselves. So that's fine. But you're just about to file something, and Gene says it didn't get filed, and now there's a question about the attorney. So let's look at possibilities here. It makes an ideal tool to consider in this room at this time as we are embarking on this little new avenue of experience. So if court would come and just kind of outline the case, what has happened, what he perceives is missing, and then we can look at what has been assembled by attorneys and Gene and affidavits and things like this so that we can look and see where to stop this thing. But I can guarantee you, on the basis of what we now know, all you're going to have to do is look at the cover page. And no, it's not going to... It's wrong. So somebody give...
Thank you, Commander. This is Court.
Okay.
Hello to everybody here. It's always nice to come back to Tashby. It's like coming home to family. And I always enjoy the drive from Mojave up into the hills, and you feel the frequency shift as you move up here in the peace of the valley. With me is Ron Kurzinger, who's the general manager of Nevada Corporate Headquarters, and Ron has been spearheading for me and the company this case with Gene Dixon and the attorneys that we have in Las Vegas that we've been communicating with. A lot of you know, and some of you do not, that about a week and a half ago I became aware that a few individuals in the organization of Nevada Corporate Headquarters were planning on breaking off and starting their own service company similar to what NCH does. Unfortunately, the way that they left the company and some of the things that they did that could have breached major security issues, and we've determined that there are some issues there that are very significant. We want to get those dealt with right away. Because of that, we're going to file whatever we can to provide us with relief on the grounds that they cannot use any information obtained from working within Nevada Corporate Headquarters, any kind of documentation, any kind of client files, any kind of advertising. They're already pushing their luck in my terms with a new company name called Nevada Corporate Solutions, which is very, very similar to Nevada Corporate Headquarters. We don't know how they're funded and where they're going to end up being at this point in time, but there's a few people within the organization that were dissatisfied with some of the opportunities that were afforded them. And so we are going into the courts and attempting to get some type of an injunction. And Ron is going to take it away at this point and read off the affidavit. We don't have a cover page, as you say, that would indicate whether we're doing it right or wrong at this point in time, but that's coming very shortly. So with that, I'd like to say hello to everybody again, and Ron's going to take it.
Would you like Eustace to say how that cover page should be structured in uppercase, lowercase, appropriately?
Absolutely.
So we'll let that go and go ahead and read, and then once we see the case, we'll study how that might be set up.
All right. At this point, we have what I'd call six different camera angles on the action. Six different individuals that have provided us with affidavits, which we are hoping will lead to temporary restraining orders, and beyond that to orders to show cause, which will bring all of the information forward. But just for your benefit, I'll cover the highlights of each affidavit.
We don't want to do that.
No?
We've been through that already this morning. It's those lowlights that are going to be your answer.
All right.
So don't try to leave something out. It won't help us.
Okay, I'll read them all. I would like to keep the names out of it, if that's all right.
Leave the names out. All you have to do is start with the overall. If you have an overall affidavit, say from court or from you, start with the most authority.
Okay.
And then we'll go down.
No question. The most authority is courts. So, point one, Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify to same. Point two, I am over the age of 21 and a resident of Las Vegas, Nevada. Point three, I am the chief executive officer of Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., a Nevada corporation formed in 1992. Point four, I have reviewed the affidavits of the following individuals, and they are true and correct and reflect the information that has come to my attention. Point five, in addition, I would add that it is almost impossible to verify the full extent of the theft of the information that was contained in our computers and wrongfully misappropriated. Point six, I did find, after this individual was terminated, a disk in his office that contained our accounting information. The only way to gain access to the accounting data is to physically go into the NCH bookkeeper's computer and download this data onto a floppy disk. This would never be allowed without my consent. Point seven. Additionally, I found a pad on this individual's desk with the phone number to access our computers externally. We had allowed certain staff members to access our computers through their home computers. The weekend before this individual's relationship was terminated with NCH, he had been accessing NCH data via his home computer for purposes that are currently unknown and unauthorized. Data relating to NCH client base is extremely sensitive, and we have never allowed sensitive information to be taken out of the NCH computers. The wrongful use of this data could be devastating to NCH and its clients now and in the future, and I am asking that this court issue whatever injunction and other relief that will protect a viable business in Nevada.
Anybody want to comment yet? You see...
Did you have non-disclosure agreements signed by every one of those individual workers?
Everyone except one.
We had non-compete agreements with everyone but one individual who claimed since he was so well known and so trusted, he wouldn't really have to sign that document. No names.
Non-compete and non-disclosure?
Non-compete.
Confidential non-disclosure, because everything learned confidentially is private information, belongs to a corporation. It's the property of a corporation. And cannot be used outside that corporation.
The non-compete agreement is covered in another affidavit. See, each person that gives an affidavit can only state as to what he actually knows, has seen, or has heard. So they restrict, all the affidavits are restricted, so it's a problem to locate everybody who knows something and get individual affidavits. And those will come out as Ron continues to read.
All right, let's continue with my affidavit.
No names.
Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify the same. I guess some people could argue with that. I am over the age of 21, a resident of Las Vegas, and I manage the office of Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., a Nevada corporation at 5300 West Sahara Avenue. I work primarily in management and coordinating the activities of the employees and the sales consultants. As part of my responsibilities, I am in charge of personnel, and I am acting chief executive officer in the absence of our chief executive officer, Mr. Court Christie. The activities of these individuals and several others have just recently been brought to my attention. I immediately terminated the NCH contractual relationship with these certain individuals, and when another individual did not return to work after 3 days, that individual's employment was also terminated. One of these individuals was terminated January 29th of this year. Each of these persons had access to all of the most confidential and private records and information of NCH, including NCH's plans for moving, for expansion, of a just-completed advertisement report and plans for its use, the total client list, plans for future seminars, and very private commission schedules that we provide to favored clients. I have, to the best of my ability, researched the office to locate potential missing items and can only not locate copies of the non-competition contract that each entity is required to sign. These individuals had signed such a contract. One individual had refused, claiming that as a friend of the company, he could be trusted. A true and correct copy of an unsigned non-compete agreement is attached here too as Exhibit A for the court's knowledge. This individual and another were given a performance and loyalty bonus of $5,000 in January of this year to maintain their working with NCH, and that purpose has been destroyed by their wrongful conduct, and I believe that those bonus monies were part of the monies being used to help them set up their new and competing agency. On Monday, February 24th, 1997, after he had been terminated, this individual stated that he had placed ads in national magazines for their new company, Nevada Corporate Solutions, Inc., some 2 weeks previously. My computer is tied into the offices of the Secretary of State of Nevada, and I initiated a search of the corporate records and discovered that our employee, while working for NCH and being paid by NCH, did set up a corporation in Nevada under the name of Nevada Corporate Solutions, Inc. on January 29, 1997, with herself as the resident agent. A copy of that printout is attached here, too, as Exhibit B. I also note that their intended office is apparently at our same business address of 5300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Deja vu. My goodness.
I have talked with this individual alone and in the presence of a Mr. Richard Fritzler, wherein this individual admitted what the plans of these conspiring persons were. I later received from Mr. Fritzler a letter documenting that interview and discussion. I have attached a true and correct copy for the court's review of that letter as Exhibit C. So again, this is just another camera angle on the whole thing. That's all that I personally can testify to. Let's move on. We had discovered that Nevada Corporate Solutions, Inc. was, I'll put it this way, on the state records, the filer was indicated as another company at our physical location, with the principal of that company indicated as the filer for that new entity, Nevada Corporate Solutions. When we approached her and advised her of that, she was outraged. She had heard nothing of it. So definitely something fraudulent on that front as well. Her affidavit then states, "Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify to same. I am over the age of 21 and a resident of Las Vegas, Nevada. That I am the owner, CEO of..." Should I name the company? Doesn't matter.
Well, it won't matter to anybody in here.
"A Nevada corporation. That this corporation has offices above Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., NCH, at 5300 West Sahara Avenue, Suite 201. That I have just been shown a readout that shows that we have been named as a filer. A true and correct copy is attached as Exhibit A. This is totally untrue, and this corporation has not authorized anyone to use our corporate name as a filer for any resident agent." This is an affidavit of an employee of Nevada Corporate Headquarters.
Oh, Ron, before you go to that, would you read that readout that shows one of these persons filed with the state?
Were
they conspiring persons?
Well, yes. There it is. The resident agent for Nevada Corporate Solutions, Inc., a corporation formed on January 29th, one day after one of our personnel had been terminated, is listed as one of our personnel. This is the one that didn't show up for work for 3 days last week and was released from duty. I don't want to name the name.
But she is one of the known conspiring persons.
Yes.
Of what position? Let's just...
Corporate processing.
All right.
Okay. An employee of Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify to same. I am a resident of Las Vegas, over the age of 21, and employed by Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., NCH, in the capacity of sales consulting and marketing for NCH. In that capacity, I receive a lot of email that I consider very vital to the business of NCH, and which is privileged information to myself and to the persons I report to. In the last several months, I have discovered this individual at my computer reviewing my email. This individual is an independent contractor consultant and is not a person I report to and has no business at my computer. I made my feelings known to this individual, and when he persisted in this course of conduct, I, in mid-January, set up a password to stop this intrusion. All right. Affidavit of another person working with us. Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify to same. I am a resident of Las Vegas, over the age of 21, and working in sales and office management and coordination with Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., NCH, at 5300 West Sahara, Las Vegas, Nevada. I had been alerted to what I thought were wrongful activities on the part of these individuals. And on last Tuesday, February 25th, 1997, at about 2 p.m., when this individual came into my office, I closed the door, and on hushed tones, I proceeded to ask him questions as to what he and the others were doing, and that I was interested in what they were planning. This individual stated that they were all interested in me, but did not know how I felt. I told him that a lot of stuff I did for NCH was copyrighted, and I would be upset if it was used without my permission. This individual then said that I could expect a call from another individual, one of the conspirators. On Wednesday, February 26, 1996, at about 3:30 p.m., in this individual's office, and in a hushed tone, this individual told me that they had just put their organization together, that they had copied all of the NCH material that they needed, and even had copied the entire client list of NCH. I told this individual that I was offended that they had copied the client list because I had personally spent so much time on it. This individual replied that he didn't realize I had spent so much time on the list, but they needed the list for their organization to appeal to NCH clients, and hopefully the clients will see who the better organization is. This individual also offered that he could have gotten the processing in better order, but he wanted to go where his work was more appreciated. Finally, we have the affidavit of a person who did work for NCH about a year ago, only for a brief period of time, and ended up working for a sister company located right next door to us. Your affiant has personal knowledge of the facts contained herein and is competent to testify to same. I am presently employed by Strategic Corporate Planners, Inc., and formerly employed by Nevada Corporate Headquarters, Inc., both Nevada corporations working at 5300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. While working in this area, I have become friendly with the following individuals, all conspirators. On Wednesday, February 19th, 1997, I was in my office at Suite 106 having a conversation with two individuals when one of them made a statement that if he had $20,000, he would give NCH a run for its money. I asked him what he was talking about, and he said, "I'd open my own corporate residence service." Then, on Thursday, February 20th, 1997, while I was doing file maintenance work at Suite 106, between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., this individual came into my office and closed the door. He then told me that he and the others were disgruntled with the management of NCH and that they were all leaving NCH within the next several weeks. this individual offered me a job with the new corporation they intended to form, stating, "You could work with us in a position that is positive, peaceful, and upbeat." I told this individual that this conversation made me very uncomfortable because I felt loyal to the management. He continued and said, "Their move would cripple court and NCH, and NCH would only be left with the corporate work of NADN, which is National Audit Defense Network, but that would be sufficient to keep court alive." I suggested that he meet with court and the NCH management to work out things differently. Later that day, this individual came into room 102 where I was, and I told him that what he and the others were doing was making me very sad. He replied to me, "It's not sad, it's happy. We're going to be positive and upbeat. We're going to ring a cowbell every time we have a new corporation." Then on Friday, February 21st, 1997, and just before noon, I was in room 102 with this individual when he told me that he had signed up four corporations that should give them $10,000. I didn't even have to work for it. It just came to me. We're going to make lots of money. A very short time later, outside the front door of 5300 West Sahara, I was having a cigarette with Maria, with this individual, when these individuals walked in what struck me as a very happy mood, and both of them stating they were going to sign the papers for a new resident agency. Later, about 3 p.m. that same day, this individual stopped me in the hallway and said, "Don't be nervous. The one you were smoking the cigarette with already knows." On Saturday, February 22nd, 1997, while I was working, I observed this individual taking materials from his office at NCH to the photocopy machine in the offices of Strategic Corporate Planners where I was working. I observed him making photocopies of this material and then returning the material to his office. All of this made me very uncomfortable, and I prepared a short statement of my uneasiness with what they were doing and how it made me feel. I have made this affidavit from daily notes that I have maintained, and I have attached to this affidavit as Exhibit A a copy of the note I left to these individuals indicating that I was not joining with their efforts. I would like to read that note from a loyal co-worker to these individuals. "Dear so-and-sos, I love you both, and I wish you all the best the world has to offer. I would be totally elated and excited to be part of your venture if you were handling things differently. I love, respect, and have great admiration for Court, and it hurts my heart that in your actions he will be very hurt, and I can't be part of that. I know that you have had challenges with RK, and I feel you are doing this the way you are to alert him to your true value, which is unmeasurable. I have been sick and can't sleep since you all brought this to my attention. In my heart, I know the way you are doing this is wrong. Money is a very important part of life. However, it comes and goes. Friendship and love are the only continuums that last forever. Please reevaluate your methods and do everything possible to maintain your friendship with each other. God bless and love."
And this is from another entity, not within your working office.
Not within our working office at present. That's six different camera angles, as I prefer to view it, on this situation.
Well, you know that you have criminal charges here. So how's the best way to handle it? And I'm going to have to ask you point blank something, and maybe I don't need more than a yes or no. Does Debbie Hamilton work for any one of these corporations?